Just looking at some of the other things that were put forward at the conference yesterday, the controversial welfare reforms will include a 2-year benefits freeze if the Conservatives win the next general election. Now, just what might that mean for people who are on benefits? Well, I've been speaking to one single woman who's unemployed and has 5 children.
I have 5 children with me. I'm on income support, CHED tax credit and CHED benefit, and I also get the DLA.
And how much does that add up to a week?
Let me see, about £300 a week.
So how do you manage with 5 children on that amount per week? What sort of pressures do you face financially?
Well, that's very hard because by the time food, your electric and your gas, and if they need anything for school or they need new clothes or school shoes or anything like that, it is very hard.
How do you cope with that pressure?
You just have to learn to deal with it and try and space your money out and try and use it as best as what you can.
Are you married? Do you have a partner?
No.
So you're really dealing with 5 children and all the expenses of that on your own?
Yeah.
What about people who would say you shouldn't have had so many children if you can't afford them?
In my eyes, each to their own. Not everybody wants a big family. I didn't set out to go out and have a big family. But I love all my kids and I wouldn't be without them. And as for people like that, people in houses shouldn't throw glass stones unless they're in that situation. They can't judge or deal with anybody.
When it comes to the amount you get on rent, does that go straight to a housing association or how does that get paid?
That goes straight to the housing executive. So it does.
And what sort of size of house are you living in? Would you be affected by any sort of so-called bedroom tax if it was to come in?
Well, I have a 5-bedroom house. And as you know, I have 5 kids here. So I don't think I would be affected that way. Thank goodness, because all my kids need their bedrooms.
And have you tried to get a job?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to go out and work, but I would, by the time I got shed car and everything else, it wouldn't be worth my while. It would actually cost me more going out and trying to work.
And what about people who'd be criticising you and saying, you know, if you're going to have a life on benefits, you shouldn't have had children at all?
Well, as I say, each to their own, but I love my children and I wouldn't be without them. And yeah, maybe I shouldn't have had so many kids, but my kids are here. There's nothing I can do about it. And as long as I look after them and I'm not asking anybody else to do it for me, I try and make what I have do me. Then I don't think it's anybody else's concern.
And what about their lives then? How do they cope when they see their friends maybe getting more things than they get?
It does annoy them, but in the long run, I try and do as much with them as humanly possible. And they know that they're loved. And if I can get them the things, obviously I will. But they probably have to wait a wee bit longer than the rest of the children at getting them. But I try my best and I know that.
And what ages are they?
20, 17, 12, 8 and 2.
And have you ever worked?
Years ago, yeah, I did. Used to work in schools and do cleaning and that.
And whenever you were younger, what hopes did you have for the future? Did you imagine that you would have so many children and end up on benefits?
No, I did not. I thought that it would have been like working and be able to take care of my family. Well, in the world's eyes, I never thought I was going to be on benefits. So I didn't.
And what about the benefits cap then? Obviously, it would be families like yours that the government is really looking at to say, actually, your benefits, you're getting too much. We may end up having to cut some of the benefit. What impact would that have on your family life?
It would have a very big impact because I don't think that we'd be able to survive. Because I'd like to say to them to come along and try it for a couple of months and see if they could survive and see if their children could survive on it.
If you were to lose £50 out of your £300, what difference would that make?
It would mean the difference between my kids eating properly and being bought just the cheapest of the cheap that is no good for their health or no good for them. Because I just wouldn't be able to afford all the fresh fruit and stuff that they're supposed to have.
And when it comes to those decisions, what sort of tough decisions have you had to make about what your children get? Have you had to decide between heating the house and eating vegetables? What sort of choices have you had to make?
Some hard ones. It can either be half the time having to get the likes of frozen vegetables not there, which will last you for longer but aren't as good, but at least it means that they're getting something healthy into them.
And the Conservatives were talking yesterday about a benefits freeze as well. If they get into power next year, they would freeze benefits for 2 years. How would that affect you? How do you feel about that? What would you say to them about that?
As I said a minute ago, let them come and live our lives for a couple of months and see what it's like to live on benefits and see if they could do it. And then, once they get the idea of it, if they want to go ahead and do it, but they're in glass houses and don't have to go through what we go through.